Morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Well, this morning we're continuing on in our Easter series.
我们今天早上继续我们上个礼拜开始的一系列有关复活节的讲道。
And so we'll be preaching on several key events that led up to the resurrection of Jesus.
我们所要讲的是一连串在基督上十字架然后复活这之间发生的几件 关键的大事。
So last Sunday, we saw the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
上个星期天我们看到耶稣以凯旋的方式进入耶路撒冷。
And this week we'll be looking at the Passover.And the meaning of the Passover.
那么今天我们所要所要思考的是逾越节的意义，还有主餐。
Next week we'll be looking at the Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
下个星期我们要思考的是耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的那一段。
And then like Brother Peter shared with us, please join us for the Friday after that, which will be our Good Friday, where we're going to really think and hear about the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross.
所以就像刚才主席所宣布的，请各位参加在这之后，就是星期五晚上的耶稣复活的前的庆祝耶稣复活的那个聚会。
And then 3 days after that, we'll celebrate together Resurrection Sunday.
那么这个 Good Friday 之后，就是这个星期五之后的第三天，就是星期天，我们要一起来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
So that's the path that we're on through this month, okay?
所以这就是我们这个月所要查考的经文。
So turn with me, if you would, to this morning's passage, Luke chapter 22, as we take in and observe all the different things surrounding the Passover.
所以请各位翻到我们今天的主要的经文是在路加福音第22章第七节到第二十节。
So I'll be looking at Luke 22, I'll give you a chance to turn there.And we'll be looking at verses 7 through 20.
路加福音第二十二章第七节到第二十节。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们先低头祷告。
Father, I thank you this morning as we gather together, both brothers and sisters, as well as friends that are in our midst.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天聚集我们弟兄姐妹们还有朋友们来到你的殿中敬拜你。
We want to ask that you humble ourselves as we submit ourselves to the rich teaching of your word.
求主让我们有一个谦卑受教的心，让我们聆听你对我们说话，让我们思考你话语中所蕴藏的深的含义。
Your word is like bread to a hungry soul.
因为你的话语可以让我们饥渴慕义的心得到满足。
So would you feed us this morning?
所以求主就用你的话语来喂养我们。
Feed our hungry souls.
让我们的饥渴慕义的心能够因着你的话语而得到满足。
And allow us to see and have a deeper understanding of who you are and what you do through your word.
也让我们对你是一位怎么样的神，以及你为我们成就了什么，有更深的认识跟了解。
We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Before we get into the passage this morning, I wanted you to imagine for a moment if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow.
如在我们进入今天的主要的讲信息以前，我要你们花一点时间来想象，假定你们明天就要死了。
I'm sure it's not a very pleasant thought, but just imagine with me, if you will, that you know tomorrow you are going to die.
当然我知道这不是一个让人觉得很舒服的题目，但是我邀请你们花一点时间来设想假定明天你就要死了。
And specifically, what would you eat for your last meal?
那特别就是在你死以前你最想吃怎么样的一个晚餐，最后的一顿饭。
I read about prison inmates this last week.
过去的这个礼拜，我看了一些有关这个在监狱里头的死囚的事情。
And one inmate requested for his last meal a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
有一位将要被处死的死囚，他所叫为他最后的一顿饭所叫的菜是 Kentucky
炸鸡，一大桶的
炸鸡。
And he asked for one dozen fried deep fried shrimp.
他也要了12只炸虾。
And then to be healthy, maybe he asked for 1 pound of fresh strawberries.
可能为了健康的缘故，他也要了很多的。
And I don't know about you, but I identify more with the inmate who just would probably be too distraught to want to eat anything if I knew that it was my last meal and the next day I was going to die.
我不知道你会做什么样的决定，但是我呢，我想我会像那些因为即将要被执行死刑而心神不宁的囚犯们吃不下饭。
To know that I would be executed the next day, I just don't know if I'd have any appetite.
我第二天就要被处死了，所以我真是不知道我是不是还有什么胃口吃饭。
Well, this morning we are going to look at the account of Jesus' last meal before he knew that he was going to be executed the following day.
今天早上我们要思考的经文是有关主耶稣基督的，他知道他马上就要被处死了，那么他是怎么样的对待他的最后一顿饭呢？
He knew that death was coming.
他知道死亡即将来临。
In fact, he knew that he was going to be tortured and die suffering on a cross.
他也知道在死之前他会被折磨以至于死在十字一直到死在十字架上。
And I'd like you to look at before we examine the whole account, I'd like you to examine with me Jesus' attitude towards this very last meal.
在我们看这整段的记载之前，我们先来思考一下主耶稣基督对待这件事情的态度。
If we look at 22, just verse 15, we're going to just cut down deeper into the passage. I feel that this verse really caused me to think throughout this week.
在这所有的经文当中，有一节圣经特别能够引起我的注意。在这过去的一个礼拜，我一直思考。
Again, this is Jesus knowing that he's approaching his last meal before he's going to be executed the following day. Look at his attitude.
我再一次强调，这是主耶稣基督知道他即将被处死了，那么他的态度是怎么样的呢？
Look at verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
And he said to them, I have earnestly desire to eat the Passover with you before I suffer.
第十五节，耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
In the original language, in the Hebrew, this was a Hebrew expression, I desire to desire.
那么在希伯来文的原文，它中文翻译成很愿意，在希伯来文的原因 原文是我极度的渴望。
Very good translation. In English, it would be almost saying, I so desire with an overwhelming amount that I have this last meal with you. I desire to eat this last meal with you so much before I suffer.
意思就是说，我非常渴望渴望极了跟你们一起吃这我这一生中最后的一顿饭。
There's no expression that Luke could have used that's greater to show such an immense desire.
在希伯来文里头没有比这个更强烈的字眼来表达一个人的极度的最高程度的渴望。
But why? Why is that?
那么我们要思考为什么耶稣有这样的态度。
This is the last meal before I know I'm going to be tortured and crucified. Why am I so desiring to share this last meal?
这将是我的最后一顿饭，而且我知道我即将受折磨，我即将被钉死在十字架上。那么为什么我还这么的渴望跟你们一起吃这顿晚餐呢？
Yeah, why is that?
为什么？
And that's what I hope that we'll unpack a little bit this morning.
我希望我们今天早上能够稍微的来找出这其中所蕴藏的深意。
So if we look at Luke chapter 22, verse 7 and 8,
所以我们现在就来看路加福音第22章第七节。
Excuse me. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed.
除酵节需宰逾越羊羔的那天到了。
So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, Go prepare the Passover for us.
那么耶稣就打发彼得、约翰说，你们去为我们预备逾越节的筵席，好叫我们吃。
The Passover was the most important meal of the year.
逾越节是每一年最重要的节日。
The closest thing that we have to something like this in America would be Thanksgiving. Very good.
如果我们要找在现在的美国我们要找一个最类似的节日能够跟犹太的逾越节相比的，那么大概就是感恩节了。
If you grew up overseas, China or Taiwan or Hong Kong, what's the biggest meal of the year for the Chinese if you grew up Chinese? What would it be? Chinese New Year, right? New Year Eve, right?
对那些生长在海外，像中国、香港、台湾等等的人来说，这个相应的一个那么重要的节日可能就是春节了。
Those in America, kids like me who grew up in America, know that Thanksgiving is the most important meal of the whole year.
对那些生长在美国的人，比方说像我来说，感恩节我们都知道，感恩节是件的晚餐是件大事。
It's a really big deal.
是一件很大的事。
This was the Passover to the people of Israel.
那么我们可以用这个来设想对犹太人来说逾越节有多么的重要。
And there's no other meal that was bigger than this.
没有比其他的节日没有比这个更重要更有意义的。
And you find the tradition of this in the beginnings of this tradition all the way in Exodus chapter 12.
这个节日的来源可以追溯到出埃及记。
So if you want to keep your pen or pencil or finger on Luke 22, you could also turn back to Exodus 12.
所以我们一方面我们记得这个路加福音这个主要的经文，同时我们现在先来看看出埃及记。
As a bit of refresher for those of you who know or those of you who don't know at all. Go ahead.
对那些知道这段经文或者不知道的人来说。
The Israelites had become slaves in Egypt for over 400 years by this time.
所以如果有人不了解这个逾越节的背景，或者是有人了解了作为一个复习，那么我们知道在这个时候，犹太人已经在埃及为奴，已经过了400年了。
And God raised up a man by the name of Moses to go and send a message to the king of Egypt, Pharaoh.
神就兴起一个人，这个人的名字叫摩西，那么神就差遣他到埃及王面前去。And
his simple message was to be, let my people go.
他对埃及王法老的一个很简单的要求，就是让我的人民能够离开埃及。And
God said to Moses,
那么神对摩西说,
but Pharaoh will harden his heart.
神对摩西说, 可是这个埃及王法老他的心会很刚硬,
and he will not let you go.
他不会让你带着百姓走的。
So I'm going to introduce a series of plagues.
所以我要降一连串的大灾,
to show my power.
让他们能够看到我的能力有多大。And
then finally, he's going to let you go.
然后最后呢，法老王就会屈服于这些灾祸，让你们走了。So
there were a series of plagues. Do you remember how many plagues? 10 plagues, right? A series of 10 plagues.
紧接着就有十灾出现了。And
Pharaoh was not going to relent.
但是呢，这个法老王，他的态度还是不软化下来。Even
as these plagues are going to cast ruin and wreak havoc all throughout Egypt.
即使是这十种灾祸，真的是让这个整个埃及满目疮痍，但是法老王还是不放手。So
God sent these plagues through one by one. One after the other.
所以神就把这十灾一个一个的降下来。
9 different plagues.
在9个不同的地方。
The entire Nile River, if any of you know Egypt and how large an expanse the Nile River is.
我们都知道，在埃及有一条很长的河，几乎是全国都那么长的，就是尼罗河。
And the Nile in one of the plagues was turned to blood.
那么尼罗河水都变成血红的颜色。
There was a plague of frogs that infested the entire land.
有很多的
frogs, 青蛙。
青蛙在埃及整地泛滥成灾。
There was another plague of like flies. I won't go through all of them.
还有苍蝇。
But even to the point where every single person in Egypt was struck with boils and sores all over your whole body.
还有甚至到一个程度，就是埃及的每一个人身上都长满了疮。
And each one of them, Pharaoh would harden his heart and not let the Israelites go.
但是虽然有这么多的灾难，一个一个的降下来，法老王他的心还不软化下来。
Until finally God had said this.
最后神就这么说。
I myself will go throughout the entire land of Egypt.
我自己要行遍整个埃及地。
And I will take the life of every firstborn in every house all throughout Egypt.
每一家的头生的，就是长子，我都要杀死。
But in order to protect his people from that,
但是神一方面也要保护他的百姓。
God said, tonight when I do this, you're going to be in a hurry to leave.
那么神就对他的百姓说, 当我行这事的时候, 你们要赶快逃。
And in every household, though, I want you to sacrifice a lamb.
但是呢, 在这之前，我要你们每一家都宰杀一头羊。
And I want you to take the blood of that lamb, and I want you to sprinkle it or wipe it, spread it along the doorposts of your house on the outside.
我要你们把羊的血撒在门上。
And that was a sacrifice for each one of them.
所以对每一个人来说，这就是所谓的牺牲。
Because they would have to take one of their own animals, one of their breeding stock, one of their animals,and slaughter that lamb in order to use that blood to put on the doorposts.
因为他们得宰杀一头羊这样子他们才能够把羊血撒在这个门上。
And he was saying this so that as I pass through the land and I'm executing judgment,
那么神说当我走过这埃及全地当我施行审判的时候
And as I'm taking the life of every firstborn all throughout Egypt
我要把埃及全地的头生的都杀死
If I find that there is blood of the lamb on the doorpost I will pass over that house
但是如果我看到在门上门楣上有血的话那么我就会越过这个家
So on that night if you look at verse 29 of chapter 12
所以就像在出埃及记第十二章第十九节所记载的 在那天晚上
As the Lord passed through the land
那么神走过埃及走遍埃及全地
He struck down all the firstborn from the first of Pharaoh to the first of the captive who was in the dungeon and the firstborn of the livestock.
他把坐在宝座上的法老还有以至于在监里的人每一个人以至于所有的牲畜的头生的或者长子都杀死了。
And the scripture says there was a great cry throughout the land.
那么圣经告诉我们这个时候在埃及有大哀嚎
For there was not a house where someone was not dead
因为没有一家不死一个人的
Can you imagine the wailing of every house all the parents, all the siblings to find that the firstborn in every house was dead
我们能不能想象我们就想象一下在那个时候在每一家从大到小从长到幼当他们发现这个头生的就是长子被杀死的时候是怎么样的哀嚎痛哭
But for any house with the blood of the lamb on the doorpost
但是在门楣上有血的家呢
The Lord God would pass over you.
那么神就会越过那一家而不杀死他们的头生的。
This was the Passover.
这就是逾越节的来源。
And this is what the people of Israel would celebrate every year.
这就是每一年犹太人以色列人都要庆祝的逾越节。
God told them that they were to have a Passover meal to remember this.
神吩咐他们，每一年在这个时候都要准备逾越节的筵席，为的是来纪念这件事。
And people would come from all outside of Egypt and would all go into Egypt during this time, or to Jerusalem at this time.
那么在这个时候，所有的以色列人就会从四面八方聚集来到耶路撒冷聚集。
And so you could imagine the population of Jerusalem was just swelling at this time.
所以我们可以想象，在那一段期间，耶路撒冷的人口暴增。
There's an interesting line in Exodus 13, verse 8, where a father would tell his son during the Passover meal, a father would have to tell this to his son during this meal, if we look at this.
有一段很有意思的经节是在出埃及记
十三章第八节。
十三章第八节。那个父亲会跟他的儿子说
And so it says, you shall tell your son on that day, this is the Passover day,
你要这么在逾越节的时候，你要这么对你的儿子说。
It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt.
出埃及记第十三章第十八节。第三章第八节，圣经上是这么说的。 当那日你要告诉你的儿子说，这是因耶和华在我出埃及的时候为我所行的事。He's
telling his son this during the Passover meal. This is what the Lord did for me.
这个父亲告诉他的儿子，这是耶和华在我出埃及的时候所做的事。So
whether or not the father was even physically there in Egypt or not, he would supposed to say to his children, look, we are doing this because this is what the Lord did for us.
所以这个传统就是不管这个父亲是不是真的人在以色列，他都会在过逾越节的时候，他都会对他的儿子这么说。It
was to renew in their minds and in their hearts how God had delivered them out of Egypt.
这是因为要提醒他们的后代们，耶和华当年为他们的祖先，为以色列人做了什么事。
So this whole meal was for them to renew in their mind and their heart what God did to deliver them out of Egypt.
所以这样的传统的逾越节的筵席的主要的目的就是让后代子孙不忘记耶和华为他们的祖先所成就的事。So
this is the setting of Jesus' last meal.
这是我们今天所要讲的耶稣的最后晚餐的一个背景。It's
not just any meal.
这不是任何其他的任何一个晚餐。It
was the Passover meal.
这是一个很特别的逾越节的晚餐。And
it was full of significance and symbolism.
这样的逾越节晚餐是充满了象征性的深厚的含义。They
would have a sacrificed lamb to eat to remember that.
在过这个节日的时候，他们要宰杀这个羊。They
would eat unleavened bread as they did on the same night when God delivered them out of Egypt.
他们要吃无酵饼，就像当年耶和华带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候所吃的。They
would even, eat bitter herbs just as they did when they left Egypt.
他们也要吃
bitter herbs, 苦的野菜，就像当年以色列人所做的一样。And so they would have to make all of these preparations for this evening.
所以为了这一顿，他们得做种种的这样的准备。But
remember, Jerusalem is a swarm of people at this time of Jesus.
但是我们同时也要记得，在这个时候，耶路撒冷是挤满了人。
And people have come to celebrate the feast of the Passover.
因为人从四面八方来到这儿庆祝逾越节。And
every house would be packed.
那么每一家家家户户都挤满了人。Kind
of like you would see during Chinese New Year, right?
就像中国人在过春节的时候在那边。
The streets are jammed, filled with people going around making preparations for this time.
那么街上就挤满了人，大家都匆匆忙忙的在准备过逾越节。Right,
they would have to prepare a room.
他们得准备好一个房间。They
would have to prepare the whole table with all the settings.
他们得准备好一个桌子，桌上摆着。
They have to prepare the bitter herbs.
They would
have to prepare the unleavened bread.
And
of course, they had to prepare the the sacrificial Passover lamb.
当然他们也得准备好那头羊来吃。
And so if we jump back to Luke, we see that Jesus tells Peter and John to make some arrangements for the Passover meal.
所以我们现在回到今天的经文，我们看见耶稣就打发彼得、约翰去准备。
He says, go into Jerusalem and make the arrangements.
耶稣说,你们到耶路撒冷去,你们准备逾越节的筵席。
And you can imagine them thinking, Jesus, Jerusalem is packed right now.
我们可以想象那个时候,他们可能会说,耶路撒冷现在是挤满了人。
Where exactly are we supposed to make these arrangements?
我们到底要到什么地方去来准备逾越节的筵席呢？
And what Jesus says, I think, is very interesting.
那么耶稣的回答实在很有意思。
In verse 9, they say, Jesus, where are we supposed to prepare it?
第九节，他们问耶稣说，要我们在哪里预备？
And in verse 10, he says, behold, when you enter the city of Jerusalem, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you.
耶稣说,你们进了城,必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来。Follow
him into the house that he goes to.
你们就跟着他到他所进的房子里去。And
tell the master of the house,
对那家的主人说,
the teacher says to you,
夫子说,
where is the guest room
客房在哪里?
Where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?
我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的筵席。
Okay, so go into the city and find a man carrying a jar of water.
所以耶稣就对他们说, 你们就进城吧, 你们就找到那个拿着一瓶水的人。
Okay, remember, there's hundreds and thousands of people in Jerusalem.
但是我们得记得在那个时候耶路撒冷城有成千上万的人在那。
They're supposed to go into a jam-packed city and find a man carrying a jar of water.
所以耶稣其实就在吩咐他这两个门徒说,你们到那个拥挤的城市去找这么一个人。Can
you imagine the disciples? Okay, so we're just going to go into the city and find a man carrying water.
所以我们就可以想象，那么这两个门徒就说：“好吧，那我们就进城，进入那个城，我们就找到那个人，找到那个拿着一瓶水的人。”Well,
here's the interesting thing of those times.
那么在那个时候，这样的事情很有意思。Men
didn't carry water jars.
一个男人，一般来说，他不拿。 一瓶水或一个装水的水瓶。
Who carried jars of water?
是妇女才这么做。
Men would carry wineskins.
那个时候男人一般来说他们所拿的是装酒的一个囊袋。
So it would be a little bit unusual for a man to be carrying a jar of water.
所以一个男人拿着一瓶水在那个时候是不是一件寻常的事。
And so sure enough, as Peter and John go into busy Jerusalem,
果然,当这个彼得约翰进入耶路撒冷城以后,
it's just as Jesus told them.
就像耶稣早先所说过的,
there's a man carrying a jar of water.
有一个男人拿着一瓶水,
and they ask him what Jesus tells them to ask.
所以他们这两个人就问那个人，就照着耶稣的吩咐问那个人，
Is this room ready?
客房准备好了吗？
And the man says, why, yes it is.
那个人就说，对，准备好了。
Let me lead you upstairs.
让我带你到楼上去。
And everything is furnished.
那么看见楼上所有的东西该准备好的都准备了。And
the room is ready for the Passover.
那么这个房间也准备好了,让他们过逾越节。All
they have to do is go to the temple.
那么他们只需要做一件事情,就是到圣殿去。
And have the lamb killed.
宰杀一头羊。
And bring it back and set it on the table.
然后把那头羊，那个被宰杀的羊带回来，放在桌上。
But the most important thing of having the room, a room ready at this time in Jerusalem was already prepared for them.
但最重要的就是在这个时候，在耶路撒冷已经有了一个房间为他们准备好了。
Just like Jesus said.
就像耶稣早先他所预言的那样。
And that's how Luke draws attention to this in verse 13.
那么我们看第十三章
22章
第十三节。
And they went and found it just as he had told them.
他们去了所预见的正如耶稣所说的。
And they prepared the Passover.
他们就预备了预月节的筵席。
Which is the rest of the things that they had to do.
那么这就是他们唯一所需要。
In other words, the emphasis is,
所以在这儿所强调的重点是
the table has already been set for them.
那个筵席已经准备好了，已经为他们准备好了。
Everything that they had needed had been prepared for them ahead of time.
他们所需要的种种东西在事先都为他们准备好了。
Really, even though they have to prepare the Passover lamb,
虽然他们还是需要准备这个羊
and set it out for the night,
来为这个筵席那天晚上的筵席准备。
Everything else had already been done for them.
那除了这个以外，其他的都已经为他们做好了。
Here's what I want you to see in this text.
这一点是我要特别提出来，让请各位注意的。
The Passover was not prepared so much by the disciples as it was prepared for the disciples.
逾越节的筵席，与其说是门徒们被门徒们预备好了，不如说是已经为门徒们预备好了。
The Passover was not prepared so much by the disciples as it was prepared for the disciples.
我们与其说逾越节的筵席被门徒们准备好了，不如说逾越节的筵席已经为他们准备好了。
But there's something even bigger than that.
但是比这个更重要的一点是。
So let's back up in the story.
我们再回到前头。
The real Passover lamb is being prepared for them, and it's being prepared in a very surprising way.
这个真正的逾越节的筵席里头得准备好的羊已经准备好了，而且这个准备的方式是出乎人意料之外的。
Think about that for a moment.
我们花一点时间来思考这一点。
The real Passover lamb is being prepared for them.
真正的逾越节的筵席所需要的羊已经为他们准备好了。
How is the Passover lamb being prepared?
那么是怎么样准备的呢？
How is the real Passover lamb being prepared for them?
真正的逾越节的筵席所需要的羊是怎么样被已经为他们准备好了的呢？
Let's look at verse 2 of chapter 22.
我们来看第22章的第二节。
And the chief priests and scribes
祭司长和文士
were seeking how to put him to death.
想法子怎么才能杀害耶稣。
How is God preparing the Passover lamb?
所以神是怎么准备逾越节的筵席的的羊呢？
Through the murderous plans of the chief scribes, the chief priests and the scribes.
是通过凶满杀机的想要杀害耶稣的这个计划的祭司长和文士。
How else is God preparing the Passover lamb?
神还用什么样的方式来准备这个羊呢？
Look at verse 3.
那我们就来看第三节。
Judas called Iscariot.
这个称为加略人的犹大。
who was the number of the 12.
他是十二个门徒里的一个。
He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them.
他偷偷的跟祭司长和文士商量怎么样来出卖耶稣。
How else is God preparing the Passover lamb?
所以神是除了神是还用什么样的方式来准备这个羊呢？
Through the betrayal of one of his closest friends.
是通过主耶稣基督的最亲密的朋友之一的心来准备这个羊。
How else is God preparing this Passover lamb?
那么神还用什么方式来准备这个羊呢？
Look at verse 3 again.
我们再看第三节。
Then Satan entered into Judas.
撒旦入了犹大的心。
Through the wicked designs of Satan.
神是通过撒旦邪恶的计划来预备逾越节所需要的羊羔。
Do you see what's happening here?
所以我们在这儿看到一件事情。
Do you see what's happening? Do you see it?
我们现在懂了到底发生了什么事吗？
God is preparing his son to be the Passover sacrifice.
神是准备把他的儿子准备他的儿子当做逾越节所需要的羊羔。
And how was he preparing it?
那神是怎么准备的呢？
Through the evil plans of people.
是通过邪恶的人的邪恶的计划。
Through the murderous religious leaders.
通过这个想有心杀害耶稣的宗教领袖。
Through one of his closest friends who's going to betray him.
通过耶稣的亲密的朋友之一的出卖。
And even through the evil plans of Satan himself.
通过撒旦这个魔鬼本身的邪恶的计划。
Tell me that God is isn't sovereign through all of this.
所以在这个时候我们可以清楚地看见神的主权，他掌管一切。
God is sovereign.
神是是有主权的神，是超乎一切之上的。
He's involved in every detail.
他参与这件事情里头的每一个环节。
He's moving through every single event.
他在每一个事情当中，他都有他的工作。
God even uses the evil intentions to accomplish the greatest good for his people.
神甚至可以使用邪恶的计划来成就他为全人类所成的良善的大功。
How many times do we look at evil around us and wonder what is going on?
多少时候我们看着我们周遭的环境，很多邪恶的事情或人，我们会想到底是怎么一回事。
How often do we look at what's going on in my life? God, do you see what is happening to me?
多少时候我们会想到自己的生命里头，我们会问神，为什么这样的事情会发生在我身上？
This doesn't even make sense.
因为我看不出这其中有什么道理存在。
Did you put me here?
你把我放在这儿？
God, brothers and sisters, uses the most evil of intentions to do the greatest good for his people.
我们可能会问神，神是你把我放在这样的一个境地里的吗？但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在这里可以看到神参与世上一切的工作事件的发生，甚至于是邪恶的事件。
He's using the evil intentions of the world to prepare his son to be the Passover sacrifice.
在这件事情里头，神使用这个邪恶的意念邪恶的计划来准备好让他的儿子能够为人而死。
So we can't miss the imagery of the Passover here. We just can't miss it. Don't miss it.
所以我们需要注意这个最后晚餐的背后的含义。我们不可以不可以看清。
In the Passover, during this, it was to renew their minds and their hearts of God's deliverance from Egypt, right?
在以色列的传统里头，原本是使用逾越节过逾越节这样一个传统来提醒以色列人的后代子孙，当年耶和华为他们的祖先成就了怎么样的事情。
And yet God has been moving in all of these events in all of these years to provide a redemption for all His people.
那么在这之后，其实神在历史上的每一件事情神都参与，是为人类来预备他的儿子当做逾越节的这个羔羊为。
No longer do you have to have the blood of the annual Passover lamb.
那么在主耶稣为人死以后就不再需要每一年都宰杀一头羊来除罪了。
Because to save all of his people, Jesus became the ultimate Passover lamb.
因为为了拯救全人类的缘故，主耶稣基督自己成了那头被宰杀的羊。
This is why they came to celebrate this Passover meal as Jesus is gathering them.
这就是为什么耶稣率领他的门徒在这个时候来进最后的晚餐。
And maybe that's why he was saying to them, I earnestly desire, I so desire to have this meal with you before I suffer.
也许这就是为什么耶稣说，我十分愿意跟你们在受害以前跟你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
So remember, this is a highly symbolic meal.
所以我们需要记得这顿晚饭这顿晚餐充满了象征的含义。
They are eating unleavened bread.
他们吃无酵饼。
To remember what they ate the night when they left Egypt, right?
是为了纪念当年他们离开埃及以前所吃的饼。
Because they didn't have time to put leaven in for the bread to allow it to rise, yeast, leaven to allow it to rise. They didn't have time. They even ate it with belts on, sandals on their feet, and staffs on their hand. They were to eat it as quickly as they can.
因为在那个时候，他们马上就要逃亡，他们没有时间等着饼发酵。他们那个时候甚至脚上穿好了鞋，腰上系好了腰带手里拿着手杖，他们准备逃亡了。
So that night as Jesus gathered with his disciples to eat this meal,
所以那天晚上耶稣聚集他的门徒跟他们一起吃这顿筵席。
And they're supposed to eat this unleavened bread together to remember what happened in Egypt.
他们得吃无酵饼来记得当年在埃及的事。
Then Jesus says something that they have never heard before.
然后耶稣就说了一件事情这件事是他们闻所未闻的。
Something that he's not supposed to say during this meal.
在这句话其实在吃那顿饭的时候他不应该说的。
It's completely radical.
是完全跟那个情景跟那个情况是完全相反的，截然不同的。
But we see it in verse 20. Let's see. We see it in verse 19.
但是耶稣还是说了，我们看第十九节。
He took that bread.
他拿起饼来。
That bread is supposed to remember the deliverance out of Egypt.
这个饼原来是纪念从埃及逃亡出来。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them.
那么耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开，就掰开。
But he said this.
递给他们说。
And they've never heard this before.
这是门徒们从来没有听过的一句话。
This is my body.
这是我的身体。
Which is given for you.
为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You used to eat this to remember the Passover out of Egypt.
以前你们每年过逾越节的时候吃饼是纪念你们的祖先从埃及逃出来。
But this is going to have a new symbol.
但是现在这个饼有了一个新的含义。
Because I'm going to give my body for you.
我要把我的身体舍了。为你们的缘故。
So when you eat it,
所以你们吃的时候
you don't think about the Passover in Egypt anymore.
别再想过去在埃及发生的事了。
You think about me.
你们以后吃的时候要纪念的是我。
And what I'm going to do.
还有我马上就要做的事。
Because I'm going to deliver you.
因为我即将要拯救你们。
And the same thing, he took the cup.
同样的，耶稣也拿起杯来。
And that says it in verse 20.
那么第十二节告诉我们。
They had, and likewise the cup after they had eaten.
饭后照样拿起杯来。
Now during the Passover meal, the cup is an official part of the observance.
那么在传统这个犹太人过这个传统逾越节的时候喝这个杯这个是一个必须举行的仪式之一。
And according to one of the ancient rabbinical sources called the Mishnah,
那么根据一个这个犹太的关于rabbi 的这个传统的一些资料叫
It will tell them to drink of this cup four times during the Passover Seder.
这个资料显示在过这个节的时候要喝四杯。
And each time the cup is filled, it has a different name.
要喝四杯的葡萄汁，那么每一次喝
那葡萄汁 it would be wine, it would be
葡萄酒。
萄酒
yeah.那么每一次喝的时候每一杯里头所装的葡萄酒有不同的名称。
And the third cup in the meal, which is what I believe is the cup that Jesus lifted up.
那么这个第三杯
here,
这第三杯我相信就是耶稣在这儿拿起杯来的是指的第三杯。
You want to know the name of it?
你知道是叫什么吗
no, do you want to know? 你想知道吗
你想知道是什么吗
It was called the cup of redemption.
这个这个是叫做拯救之杯救赎之杯
or also the cup of blessing.
或者是祝福之杯
Paul actually refers it to the cup of blessing in 1 Corinthians 10:16.
那么保罗在哥林多前书第十章把这一杯叫做祝福之杯。
When the people of Israel poured this cup, it celebrated God's promise that He would redeem them.
当以色列人倒这一杯而且喝这一杯的时候，是庆祝感谢神的应许，就是说会拯救他们。
And the Jews used this cup to symbolize the blood of the Passover lamb.
犹太人用这一杯来象征羔羊的血。
This is again so radical during a Passover meal. They've never heard these type of words.
那么耶稣所说的这个话是门徒们闻所未闻的。他们以前在过逾越节的时候没听过这样的话。
In verse 20, right, he says, "This cup is poured out for you." This cup that is poured out for you is a new covenant in my blood.
第二十节说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
You used to drink this cup to remember the Passover lamb.
你们从前过逾越节的时候，你们喝这杯是纪念以前的逾越节的羊。
This is not to remember that anymore.
但是从此从今以后，你们不要这么想了。你们要纪念的是我。
This is going to represent my blood.
因为这个杯从此以后要代表所代表的是我的血。
Because through my blood I will redeem you. That's my promise.
因为我的应许是我将要用我的血来拯救你们。
Through my blood I will bless you.
我要用我的血通过我的血来祝福你们。
The Passover lamb used to remind them that the animal blood was spilled to protect their lives in Egypt.
在过去庆祝逾越节的时候，它的用意是要提醒以色列人当年这个羊的血拯救了他们，让他们耶和华因此就饶了他们的命。
But now Jesus is saying, I am being prepared as the sacrificial lamb.
那么现在耶稣所说的说，我自己是为你们所准备的逾越节的羊羔。
And so I'm going to choose new symbols for you.
所以我就要找一个新的象征。
This unleavened bread is now my body.
这个现在，从现在开始，这个饼是代表我的身体。
To remember what I'm going to give of my body to you.
要为的是纪念我为你们所做的身体的牺牲。
And this cup now represents my blood that will be shed for you.
那么现在开始，这个杯是代表我的血。
You can see now why this Passover meal was not prepared so much by the disciples as it was prepared for the disciples.
所以我们现在可以更清楚地明白耶稣跟他的门徒在吃这顿逾越节的筵席的时候与其说彼得、约翰准备好了这顿筵席，不如说这顿筵席已经为彼得、约翰跟其他的门徒准备好了。
But it was also prepared for you and me.
同时，这顿筵席也是为你、为我所准备的。
Those here who belong to Jesus.
为所有的属于耶稣基督的人所准备的。
In another parallel passage in John chapter 13:1,
在约翰福音
十三章第一节。
十三章第一节有一个相应的经文。
Jesus actually said that he knew his hour was going to come.
耶稣知道他的时候到了。
And it says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
那么耶稣知道自己离世归父的日子到了，那么他自始自终都爱那个属于自己的人。
He loved them to the very end.
他爱他们到底。
That's why we have unleavened bread here.
这就是为什么我们现在有无酵饼。
That's why we have a cup of the fruit of the vine.
这就是为什么我们现在有这个杯。
I'm not very much into. We don't have wine. I'm into wine, but this is not wine, but it is fruit of the vine.
这个面前的这个不是酒，而是葡萄汁。
But it's still fruit of the vine, fruit that has come from the
vine. 是从葡萄出来的
汁。Okay. Maybe it's not wine.
虽然不是酒。
Some people have tried to, you know, people in the past have brought a cereal to use as that.
以前我们用
I've known people who try to bring cereal to use as that, or like Gatorade, you know. Okay. It's important for us to, we do this because we remember this is what Jesus did.
在别的地方或别的场合，有人用别的东西来代替，但是对我们来说，这个很重要，所以我们用的是葡萄的汁。
And unleavened bread.
还有无酵的饼。
And it's something that we should really look forward to every time that we have a chance to do it.
我们每一次我们有机会来领受这个圣餐的时候，我们应该是从心底发出的，应该是心里充满了。
Because I hope we can see how God has been working throughout all time to prepare this for us.
我们应该想到，神是在这么多年，他用他准备了这个最后的这个晚餐。
And this is not something that Jesus needs.
这不是主耶稣基督自己需要的。
He knows that if we remember him, it's something that we need.
他知道，如果我们所需要的是我们要纪念主的死。
Right? He knows that we will be blessed by this.
他知道我们会因着这个，因着领这个主餐而受到祝福。
To renew in our minds and hearts his deliverance for us.
每一次领这个主餐的时候的目的是要让提醒我们他为他拯救了我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for this time to sit under your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你有这一段时间来坐在你的脚前聆听你的话。
And we thank you, Lord, for the significance of this meal that you have prepared for us.
我们也为你所为我们预备的主餐的意义献上感谢。
Knowing that the very next day you would begin being subject to torture and suffering and to die.
知道你次日就要上十字架为我们而死。
Lord, I thank you that you were so desiring to share this meal with your friends.
我们感谢你，你十分的乐意跟你的朋友们一起来享用这个筵席。
That you have prepared it for them.
你为他们预备好的筵席。
And you prepared it for us.
你也是，这也是你为我们所预备的。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the Passover lamb for us.
谢谢主，你自己成了逾越节的羊羔。
That by your blood,
借着你的血，
we can be spared.
我们得以我们的性命得以被生命得以被保全。
And by your blood, it reminds us that we are your people.
借着你所流的血，我们再一次被提醒，我们是你的子民。
That you have taken us out from the darkness, delivered us from the darkness, and brought us into the light.
你拯救我们，出于黑暗，进入光明。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.